ברוכים הבאים בשם השם, פרשס האזינו. We are now just less than five days away from Yom HaKippurim. הבא עלינו לטובה. Yom Kippur is described in Chazal as Lo yehoyu yomim tovim b'Yisrael. There is no more joyous, there's no more happy day in the entire Luach Hashanah, like Yom Kippur, a day of Slicha, a day of Mechila, a day that we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, at the same time, we're aware that there's very serious Avodah that's required from all of us, and we don't want to miss the opportunity. Just over a year ago, Ben Azmanim, here in Eretz Yisrael, in the summer, there was a terrible tragedy. A bocha in the yeshiva, Yeshivas Wolfson in Yerushalayim, a very close friend actually of one of my sons, went swimming with his father in the Kinneret. And all of a sudden, the father noticed that his son had disappeared. He couldn't see his son. And tragically, his son drowned there in the Kinneret. And a few weeks later, when they made the shloshim, they did so in the yeshiva, and the father of this bocha, Mordechai Schlesinger, Zechreina Livrocha, said the following remarkable thing. He said that when he was in the water and he noticed that his son wasn't with him, so the first thing he obviously did was he ran out and he alerted the attention of the matzil, of the lifeguard, that he should call out for his son. And the lifeguard on his microphone called out this boy's name and he said, Abba Mechakelecha, your father is waiting for you. And the son never returned home. And the father in the Shloshim in front of hundreds of Bochrim said, that's exactly the feeling that we have now before Yom Kippur. Abba Mechakelecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. We say every day in davening, Baruch Ato Hashem, Horeitze Bishuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to return. He's waiting for us. Ha'aba Mechakelecha, our Father's waiting. But are we going to return? That's our Avodah. That's our Avodah. It is well known, the Moshel of Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, in his Sefer Shari Tshuva, gives the moshel, and he says, imagine there is somebody who is in jail, languishing there, and he has no idea how long he's still going to have to remain there. And he manages successfully to dig a hole in a tunnel through which he could in theory escape. And indeed he does. But one of the fellow inmates remains behind. And for some reason does not choose to escape via this tunnel until eventually the tunnel is discovered and it's closed up. And he thinks to himself, ah, hamachteres chatura lefonecho, the tunnel was there. Eich loy miharto. He molit al nafshecho. Why didn't you take the opportunity? Now it's been closed up and can be rest assured they'll really solid, make sure that it's completely sealed. He's lost his opportunity. Ha'aba mechakelecha, the tunnel was there. You could have escaped and you indeed didn't do so. Ramea Simcha Akoyen Midvinsk, the Ohr Sameach writes in his Sefer, in Parshas Netzavim, in Meshech Chochma al HaTorah. And he says, he quotes the very famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that we know the Mishnah tells us there is a din v'cheshbon that we all have to give. lifnei miyata ose litain din v'cheshbon. Din v'cheshbon. What's a din and what's a cheshbon? So the Vilna Gaon explains that the din is one has to give an accounting for everything that one did. A cheshbon is for that we could have done. That's what it means, a cheshbon, a calculation. What could I have achieved in my ruchnias, but indeed didn't? That's a famous pshat of the Vilna Gaon in the Mishnah in Ovis. Says the Or Sameach Ulafize Tisomer Saras Enoish Peyem HaKippurim. The hairs stand on end on Yom Kippur. Because this is where the cheshbon is so important. What could we have achieved on Yom Kippur? What can we achieve? Nokel Lasois Tshuva. It's easy to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. And that way, one can be ensured of being written and sealed b'sefer achayim. And when you make that bracha on the night of Yom Kippur, shechiyonu v'kiyamonu, when he says shezeh be'emes simcha amitis, this is a great simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted us, a day of slicha and mechila, and therefore we certainly will want to make a bracha with all the kavona, ulam. Listen to how he concludes with a frightening last phrase. Im loy shov odom midarkei hara. But if, however, a person does not utilize the great day of Yom Kippur, mutav loy shaloy hoyo yoyim hakodesh hazeh. He would have been far better off had Yom Kippur not come in the first place. Yom Kippur is at the same time, on the one hand, a tremendous opportunity to be chayza b'tshuva and to achieve slicha and mechila and kirvas Elohim, but at the same time, if the opportunity is not utilized, then one will have to give cheshbon. One will have to explain, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, the tunnel was there. Ha'aba mechakelecha. Your father's waiting and you nonetheless didn't use that opportunity, that becomes a double-edged sword. That very chance that you had to be chayza b'tshuva will now be held against you. And that, says the Meshech Chochma, therefore, you'd be better off had there not been a Yom Kippur in the first place. There was a great Talmud Chochma in Yerushalayim, many have heard, who just nifted very recently, Reb Tovia Weiss, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, originally, I think, from Antwerp, for a while in London, and at the end of his life, he was the Gaivit of the Bedatz Eder Charedis in Yerushalayim. I heard that every single year on Yom Kippur, he used to give a drosha in his shul on Leil Yom Kippur, and he used to tell over, every single year, the same story, with tears flowing down his cheeks. And this was his story. Reb Tovia came over to England as a young child on the kinder transport. Originally, maybe not from Antwerp, originally from close to Presburg. And he came on a train with 1,000 children. And he had to separate emotionally difficult scenes. He had to part company from his father and his mother, but he had no choice. This was pikuach nefesh, and this was a chance for atzolos nefoshes. They were told that upon arrival in England, the King of England, if I'm not mistaken, King George, will actually be there to welcome the children, and he'll pass in all his entourage, and all the children were taught how to say thank you in English. After all, it was the King of England who had been a partner in this arrangement to bring over hundreds and hundreds of children who were eventually saved. My own grandfather, my father's father, Zichrono Livracha, also came over to England from Germany in the kinder transport and was zeichet to be Boina Hol Mishpacha. So these children were taught how to say in English, thank you as the king goes past. Indeed, the king arrived with a whole entourage, all his various chariots. And there was one child who was very brave. And as you'd expect, there was a big barrier and a fence. But he jumped over the fence. And he ran up to the king of England. This is the way Reb Tovia Weiss tells over the story. And he said, "You are the king of England. And you've got such power. Look, you've saved over here the lives of 1,000 children. I know you have connections. I'm thinking about my father. I'm thinking about my mother, my brothers and my sisters. I don't know what's going to be with them. Surely, it's within your power to help them as well." The king was so taken by this young boy's tears that he actually got hold of a piece of paper and he said to this young boy, "Tell me, what's your name? What are your parents' name?" And he said the name Shapira. This is what Reb Tovia Weiss, Zalman and Devorah Shapiro, and they're at the moment in the ghetto in Lodz. And the king said, I'll see what I can do. The king, true to his word, made connection with Germany. And he requested that this family of 12 nefoshes, a parents and 10 children, should be released. Within 3 days, this family found themselves in London. Reb Tovia heard about this and he thought to himself, "You know, if that's what my friend did, then maybe I can also try and beseech of the King of England. Of the king in England, and maybe he can save my family too." The king had long passed, this was a couple of days later, so he tried to get into the palace of the king. And he said, "I tried 42 times, no less, to enter the palace of the king, but there's no way you can enter the palace of the king in England." And his whole life, and this is what he told on Yom Kippurim, he cried, "Why didn't I do what my friend did when the king was there? The king was so close. I too could have jumped over the fence. And I could have saved my family as well. And I didn't take that opportunity and my family were wiped out in the Holocaust. The king was so close." And the way I heard it, Reb Tovia, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to tell over this story every year on Yom Kippur, his own personal tragedy, and said, "You know, we live this every year on Yom Kippur. Ha'aba mechakelecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close. All we need to do is jump over that fence and take the opportunity and not chas v'shalom have to regret it forevermore that we didn't take that opportunity." A frightening and tragic story. So as we look forward to this Yom HaKippurim, Aboim Oleinu L'Teiva, and indeed we feel Ha'aba Mechakelecha, we feel like the Meshech Chochman says, we don't want to have to give the cheshbon of a Yom Kippur came and a Yom Kippur went and we didn't jump over the fence when the king was so close. So I'd like just for a moment or two to focus on a particular Nakuda which maybe will help us in our Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And maybe let's begin with a question. We know Yom HaKippurim is all about tshuva, vidui, and for that reason we say vidui in every single Shmoine Esra. It's so critical, the Avoda of vidui, that they were masakin, one should even say so on Mincha, on Erev Yom HaKippurim, just in case he's unable to do so on Yom HaKippurim. So clearly vidui is the central avodas hayoim. The Rambam in fact holds that's the main mitzvah of tshuva, is the mitzvah of vidui. And therefore I'd like to ask the question, if that's the case, why is it, if it's so central, why does it find itself after Shmoneh Esra? It's not even a chelik of the tefillah at all. You would have thought that if the essence of the day is it's a Yoim Slicha V'Kapora, then this should take center stage in our Shemayna Esra. It doesn't. It's actually not part of Shemayna Esra at all. After you've finished Avorech HaSamo Yisrael Bashalayim, and you said Alekayin, then that's where you find the whole Al-Chet and the Vidui. Why is it there? Why is it there? So perhaps one can suggest the following, and Be'ezus Hashem, this could be a help for us as we approach Yom Kippur. The Novi Yechezkel in Perek Lamed Gimel tells Klal Yisrael that although they've sinned, but they can be Chayzer B'Tshuva. They can be Chayzer B'Tshuva. They said, Poshanu V'chatoseinu Aleinu. And he told them, Shuvu, Shuvu Midarcheichem Horoim. And Rashi explains there that, you know why they needed such convincing? Because they did not believe that tshuva would help them at all. They didn't believe it. It was for them something that was unfathomable. They could not believe it. They did not believe in the koyach of tshuva. Asks Reb Itzel Blaser, well, if that's the case, surely their generation was on a higher level, more ruchni than our generation, and in our times we have Yeridas Hadoiris. We all believe in tshuva. Have we ever heard somebody being informed of the mitzvah of tshuva and him responding, no, I don't believe it? We all seem perfectly happy to believe in a koyach of tshuva. So why is it that this doir that saw the Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't believe in the koyach of tshuva? How can that be? Says Reb Itzel Blaser, the prime Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he says, essentially, tshuva does not make sense. Those are, after all, the opening words of Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva, that it's a tremendous chesed. It's not something that makes sense. The Avera was done, how should it be eradicated? Maida hava hava, what's been done has been done. Therefore, essentially, tshuva really is non-believable. However, it's only non-believable if you truly appreciate what Avera is. The more you understand what Avera is, the harder it is to understand the koyach of tshuva. Says Reb Itzel Blaser, the doer of Yechezkel, they saw the Beis HaMikdosh and Kavod Hashem. They knew what it means, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They knew what it means, a rebellion against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not that we believe in tshuva more than them, rather we understand chait less than them. When we chas v'shalom or even aveira, we don't consider it the end of the world. It's not such a tragic thing. No, say it, aveira, yeah, spoke a bit of lashon hara. Okay, it's happened before. Plenty of others do the same. So if somebody tells me, you know, you could be chayzer b'tshuva, fine, I can appreciate, what's the big deal? But the doer who lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh and, as it were, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nisim every day, they understood what chait really means. Therefore, they couldn't understand, they couldn't believe in the koyach of tshuva. So I'd like to explain, what does this mean that they understood in greater depth what an Avera is and we don't? Because Rabbeinu Yoina in his Sefer Shari Tshuva says, V'hamadrega ho'elyoina, the highest form of tshuva is that a person should be embarrassed. Ha'hargosha babusha. And the Chovas Halvovas, also in his Shara Tshuva, explains that what is this busha? Where is this busha coming from? The busha is coming when you consider the tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered us with. And nonetheless, how have we repaid HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By doing Averas? The more you are misboining, the more you appreciate the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more embarrassed you are of the Avera. That's how I repay the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I remember when I was in school in Hasmonean, one of the senior Rabbeim in school was Rabbi Yosef Gerber, Sheyarech Yomim Veshonim, he now lives in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. And he once spoke to the school on Erev Yom Kippur, and he said the following. As you well know, in Chutz La'aretz, the minhag is that you say a perek of Tehillim just before Baruch Hu Shira Malois Mimamakim Krosicho Hashem. Mimamakim means from the depths I call out to you, Hashem. So the literal and perhaps simple meaning means from the depths of my heart. But listen to the way that Rabbi Yosef Gerber explained with a very vivid moshel. Again, I was in school, so this is talking about almost 30 years ago that I heard this, but he explained it so beautifully that it's etched in my memory. And he said the moshel of somebody who finds himself in tremendous financial difficulty, and he has huge debt, and he's being threatened by the authorities. They're going to cut off his electricity, they're going to cut off his water, they're going to start taking his personal assets, they're going to evict him from his own home. The situation is dire. And this person, this Reuven, has a friend, Shimon. And Shimon says, you know, I've heard about your financial straits, I'm prepared to help you out. Here, take this, $100,000 to begin your way. $100,000, tremendous generosity. That will surely help you cover your debt and start setting up your life once again. He said, that's not enough. Not only that, I'm going to personally employ you to make sure that you have a full-time parnasa so that you won't slip into debt again. Poh, chesed al gabei chesed. And indeed, this Reuven now becomes an employee in Shimon's office. Shimon's a very successful businessman, has several offices, and Shimon now has employed Reuven. One day, Reuven, in the office, has reason to step foot into Shimon, the boss's office. Shimon was not there, but he can't help noticing that at the back of his door is the most magnificent looking coat he's ever seen. Fur coat, very expensive. This is the coat of dreams. And he figures, obviously, this is the boss, this is Shimon's coat, and he looks at it longingly and then leaves the office. The next day this happens again. Reuven has reason to speak to Shimon, but once again Shimon's not in the office, but the coat, this eye-catching, breathtaking coat is there once again, and Reuven can't resist, and he closes the door, and just for a moment he slips the coat off the hanger and puts it on, and wow, what a feeling. He feels $1,000,000. He's now parading around in the most magnificent looking coat, but obviously he immediately puts it back, hangs it on the hanger, and leaves the office. And this happens a second time and a third, and he cannot get enough of this coat, until one day the Yetzer Hara gets the better of him, and not only does he put the coat on, he takes the coat with him and he steals the coat. Oh, what a coat this would be, and if only I could sell this coat, it must be worth thousands and thousands. All of a sudden there's a message circulating around the offices. The boss, Shimon, wants to know, has anybody seen his coat that he had specially made for him, imported from across the world, worth thousands and thousands of dollars? And each employee is interviewed, interrogated one by one. Did you see the coat? And it comes to Reuven's turn. Tell me, Reuven, did you see the coat? The coat? Which coat? What coat? I don't know what you're talking about. And then he goes home, and his conscience begins to gnaw at him. Not only did I steal the coat, but who did I steal it from? I stole it from Shimon, who saved my life, who gave me $100,000 in my hour of need. And not only that, he employed me when he probably didn't even need an employee. And this is how I've returned his chesed? By stealing the boss's coat? He cannot look himself in the mirror. He's so ashamed of what he's done. How is he going to give the coat back now? He's too embarrassed to look at Shimon in the face. So in the middle of the night, he takes the coat and he goes to Shimon's home, a posh, fancy mansion, a huge, sprawling garden in front of the mansion, and he digs a hole. Reuven, armed with the coat, he digs a hole and he climbs into the hole with the coat. And then he calls out, he's got no choice, now's come the big moment. He calls out, Shimon, Shimon, Shimon. And this Shimon sitting there in his mansion, he hears strange noises, voices from the garden. He goes into the garden, it's the dead of night, he can't see anybody. And he hears once again this cry coming out, Shimon, Shimon, please come, come. And he makes his way out and he sees there's a big pit all of a sudden in the garden. And Reuven is there in the bottom of the pit and he's so ashamed. He just looks down, lifts up the coat to the edge of the pit and pushes it up to the top. And he says, I can't even look you in the face. Here's the coat. I was the one who stole it. I can't even bring myself to look you in the face. I have to dig myself in a deep pit. I'm so ashamed. Said Rabbi Yosef Gerber, Shir Amalois, Mimamakim Krosicho Hashem. Not just I call out from the depths of my heart, I call out to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam from the depths of a deep pit, because I'm so ashamed and embarrassed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has showered me with chesed, yoim, yoim. And how have I responded? How have I repaid back the chesed, erev, avoyker, v'tzoharoyim? Have I been the Eved Hashem that I can be? Mimamakim krosicho Hashem. From the depths, I'm so awfully ashamed and embarrassed. And this is what the Chovos HaLevavos is telling us. One should think to oneself when before one is chozer b'tshuva, all of the toivos, the tremendous chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers us with. And that will bring us to such shame that we will have no choice but to be chozer b'tshuva. In the doir of Yecheskel Anovi, when they saw the Nisim, they saw the Beis HaMikdash, they saw clearly how everything is divinely ordained and everything is Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they appreciated what it means in Aveira, out of great shame. They saw the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in their lives. They appreciated that everything they have comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam because they saw the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But in our generation, where everything, as they say in Ivrit, magia lanu, like somebody came to the Chazon Ish and said, magia li mazal tov, es kump mira mazal tov, and the Chazon Ish said, es kump dir garnish, magia lacha klum. But that's our generation. We have a generation of Hester Ponim where we don't see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Chesed, I don't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done such great things for me, and even if he does, I deserve it, and I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in my life. And if I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly in my life, I don't feel as appreciative as I should for all the chesed, and therefore I'm not as ashamed as I should be. I don't feel the gravity of hate. The more you appreciate the chesed, the more you appreciate the gravity of hate. How could I repay kindness by rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But in our generation, where we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as clearly as they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't feel as embarrassed. We don't see, we don't open our eyes enough to all the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. In the doir of Yecheskel, they didn't need to open their eyes. It was right there in front of them every day. Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Rabbeinu Shel Olam b'chush. And that's why in the times of Yechezkel, they struggled, they couldn't understand the koyach of tshuva, because they appreciated, they understood what it means to be choyte against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, perhaps we can suggest, we asked before, why is it that the vidui, which is so central, why does it find itself right at the end of davening? And the answer is because first we need to say Moedim Anachnu Loch. V'choy l'chaim yoyducha sela. We need the brachas of Hoidoya before we can be Chayza B'tshuva. First one has to express that I truly appreciate Al nisecho shebechol yoyim imonu v'al nifloisecho v'toyvoisecho shebechol eis. Express verbally that I recognize and I am grateful for all the chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and that is the way that I can truly appreciate what chet is. Because when I open my eyes and my mouth and I express that I really am appreciative of all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, then truly, yes, I feel so ashamed. Mimamakim krasicho Hashem. Al chet shechotanu lefonecha. So it's only after the last three brachas, which are called the brachas of Hoidoya, that's where vidui steps in. Now I truly feel the gravity of chet. Now I truly feel how much I owe the Ribbono shel Olam, because now I've expressed my Hoidoya. That is the perfect place for the whole avoda of vidui. Following the Hoidoya, following the Hoidoya. And therefore, we can only say in conclusion, these days leading up to Yom HaKippurim, if we're looking for Siyata Dishmaya, to be Chayza B'Tshuva, then surely this could be a very worthwhile exercise, something that always needs a Chizuk. Hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with quoted many times on previous occasions, the very precious words of the Mesillas Yesharim, where he says, a person should be mistakel b'roiv hatoivois she'akadosh baruch hu oiseh im ha'odom b'chol esu v'chol sha'o. A person has to think about it. It's true, we don't live in the doir of Yechezkel HaNovi, so we don't see, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly like they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's our avoda, says the Mesillas Yesharim, to open our eyes and appreciate the tremendous chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he adds, V'hinei, Ein Lecho Odom, there is no person in the world, Be'ezem matzav sheyimtza, whatever situation you find yourself, whether you're poor or wealthy, whether you're healthy or sick, there is nobody shelo yire niflois v'toivois rabois b'matzavi. One only has to open one's eyes. This is the avoda of the last days leading up to Yom Kippur, and of course including Yom Kippur. There was somebody who was seriously sick during Corona, on a life support and breathing machine in a hospital in America. And Beroiv Chaste Amokim, he recovered, and after 10 days he was released from hospital, but he didn't have insurance. So they told him, well, we'll have to bill you for this, it's $50,000. He said, $50,000? And he burst into tears. $50,000, and they tried to calm him down. They said, listen, you don't have to pay it all in one installment. You could pay it over a time. And he said, no, that's not why I'm crying. But rather, if it's a $50,000 charge to help me breathe for 10 days, well, how much do I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being allowed to breathe my whole life? Al kol neshima v'neshima. Mesillas Yesharim helps us. Look around. Everybody knows people who are more unfortunate than them. But to open our eyes and count one's blessings and appreciate all the toivos and to say that moedim with a full kavona, that way our vidui will be so much more intense and more heartfelt. So as we said in the beginning, we don't chas v'sholem want to miss the opportunity. Ha'aba mechakeh lecha, the tunnel is open. There's an escape route. All we have to do is jump over that fence as the king goes past. We don't want to have to regret it. But an avoda that could certainly help us is the avoda of hidoya. That's what precedes vidui. To appreciate the chasodim that every single person has. Even people who are undergoing difficulties, and everybody has difficult times in their life and difficult chapters and nisyonos, whether it's with health or with children or with parnosa, ruchnias, gashmas, whatever it may be. But if we only open our eyes and appreciate the tremendous chasodim and say moedim like we should, then that will bring about a feeling of mimamakim krosicho Hashem. I really appreciate how much I truly owe the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And if I haven't been the Eved Hashem that I should be in response to all the tremendous chesed, then indeed al cheit shechotanu lefonecho, that will be a tshuva me'oimek halev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. It's worth taking time these next few days to take stock and appreciate the roiv chasodim shebechol eis erev avoykev etzoroim, and that will bring us to a true appreciation of what chait really is and how important it is to be chayzeh b'tshuva. And that way, indeed, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, Abba mechakeh lanu, we will be zeiche to be chayzeh b'tshuva shleimo lovinu malkeinu. We should all be zeiche be'ezes Hashem to a gemar chasim etzoroim.